Robert Brune is the dealer principal of Patricia Ford up in Manning, and he joins us on the line today. Robert, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem.
The auto industry, I guess, has may or may not have had its difficulty, especially with what was going on with COVID. If I could just, as a little bit of an icebreaker, get your comments on how the industry fared in your mind, especially during and now that we're after COVID.
Well, I think that one of the things that we ran into more than anything was the fact that COVID caused a huge shortage in product, and chips was probably one of the biggest worldwide talked about problems. And so through COVID, we as a dealer in Manning ended up with next to no vehicles. It was almost impossible to get it. I've been in this industry and in this building since 77, and we have never in our history seen used vehicles at such a high, and because none of the dealers could stock new. And so through COVID, that was a huge problem. And of course, in turn, prices went up a little bit because dealers needed to have that kind of money to keep their dealerships going. So, COVID was very, very testing. Used was a premium high. And it's in all facets that we see it in the ATV markets. That's what kind of came through for COVID. As we got to the end of COVID, our new now is starting slowly to recover. Mm-hmm. And so as that's going to happen, our used is going to start coming back to more of a norm, which is going to hurt people's feelings a little bit because there won't be the huge money there was before. But when that's all going to happen or take place, who knows?
Despite the fact that COVID was on in your mind here, Robert, were people either coming to the dealership or contacting you during that time period?
Oh, yeah. No. We had our sales in our little town probably were as strong as any because I'm not sure what part of COVID it was, but oil prices started coming up again. So the industry started to work again and these trucks had to go to work. So, yeah, we had, as far as did we see a drop in business, we see a drop in business in our service, we've seen a drop in business in our local, but the sale demand kind of still stayed there, couldn't fill it, and we couldn't, you know, help them out that way, but it was definitely, demand was there.
It sounds like, please correct me if I'm wrong here, Robert, now that we're out of COVID, and COVID is, as I said, in the rearview mirror, a potential maintaining or a potential upswing in sales will be present. Do you agree?
Well, I would think so. I think that there's a lot of people that had to make do with things they probably didn't really want to do it with. So those are all going to come back, and I believe that there's going to be a fairly strong surge in new sales.
You think it's going to be the same way and the future is looking bright, especially heading into 2023 in the industry?
You know, it's so hard to see. I feel that if product can come out, I think that there is going to be some potential for some stronger sales. How much products become available and how that's going to come out, who knows, right? Mm-hmm. Toward the end of COVID, we started running into a lot of other shortages in the automotive vehicle build. So, you know, they didn't have stereos or they didn't have all these other things. So a lot of that has still got to be ironed out, and how that's all going to come out, I don't know how that's going to work.
Robert Brune is the dealer principal of Patricia Ford in Manning. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.